Strange Adventure. Inspector Jonathan Hawk rolled in his bunk, frantically grasping the edge to keep from being thrown to the deck as the ocean liner pitched and shuddered in the raging storm. For 2 hours, the angry forces of Neptune had unmercifully slammed mountainous waves against the ship. Just when the wind started to abate, a shot echoed down the alleyway. The inspector left his stateroom and headed for the sound, running as fast as possible on the bobbing deck. The ship's master and several passengers were clustered around the body of a man rolling with the ship before cabin 18B. The captain put a hand on the inspector's shoulder.
Well, I'm sure glad you're aboard, Inspector. Murder is something out of my line. I can't order you to take charge, but I'd appreciate it if you would.
Inspector Hawk nodded and addressed the man standing next to him.
What is your name? And where were you when you heard the shot?
My name is Salinas. I was in my stateroom just across the hall.
Were you alone?
My wife was with me.
The inspector reflected a moment.
Did you know the dead man?
Slightly. I know that his name is Jenkins.
Isn't it true that according to shipboard gossip, Jenkins had been making a play for your wife and you had threatened him?
Salinas caught his breath, then slowly nodded.
That's true, Inspector, but I swear I didn't kill him.
The inspector gave no sign of accepting or rejecting the statement as he turned to the next man.
Well, let's hear from you. My name is Joutre. My cabin is next to the dead man's. I was writing a letter when I heard the shot. Before that, I heard this man Salinas quarreling with his wife about Jenkins. May I see the letter?
Joutre led the inspector into the stateroom. On the desk was a half-finished letter. The inspector compared the precise, even handwriting with other papers the man had written. The writing was the same. Once back in the alleyway, the inspector faced the captain.
Before the trip is over, we will prove who is the murderer. He has already given himself away by being a liar.
The captain stared blankly at the two suspects.
Joutre, you wrote that letter before the storm broke. Nobody could write such a neat, even hand while the ship was pitching. You couldn't have heard Salinas quarreling with his wife through these heavy doors and above the roar of the storm.
The captain of the ship then turned to Joutre.
Oh, now I know why you insisted on a cabin next to Jenkins. You'd better confess, son.
Joutre's defiance melted.
Well, when we get ashore, you'll find out that I was the first husband of Jenkins' widow. He stole my wife as he was trying to steal this other woman. Then he abandoned her. I've planned this for a long time, but he was a very difficult man to catch.
Joutre, it's too bad that you haven't learned that law and justice are the departments that handle an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth.
This is Pat McGinn in Hollywood, California, saying goodbye from my writer, Charles Crowder, and inviting you to listen to The Legacy, our next tale of
Strange Adventure.